This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Archaeologists have discovered that the Roman Empire used lead in just about everything, from water pipes to cosmetics. In fact, what they did with their wine will blow you away. More after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
Theorists have suggested that lead poisoning may well have been a direct cause of the fall of the Roman Empire. Scientists measured the amount of lead in human remains from the empire and have made some eye-opening correlations. Modern-day standards set by the World Health Organization have specified the maximum amount of lead that should be detectable in a healthy body. Yet samples from some of the remains from the Roman imperial period show their lead levels to be 20 times higher than those just prior to and following the peak of the empire days. This amount is double the level that is considered to be severe lead poisoning, which single-handedly could account for the rapid decline of the Roman period. Today we know that such levels of lead are toxic, even fatal, and among lead's many side effects is insanity. Well, it turns out that research has revealed that the Romans intentionally made a habit of boiling their grape juice in lead pots, which actually gave the wine made from the juice a sweeter, more luscious flavor. Perhaps this information sheds a bit of light on what historians have been trying to tell us for years. The Romans really were crazy about their wine. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.